Recent scientific studies show there are significant mental and physical health benefits to motorcycling. But many military veterans already know that riding motorcycles is good therapy. Today, our Veterans Voices series concludes with Army veteran and Wright State student David Barry of Springfield and Marine Corps veteran Steve Ratcliffe of Dayton, who share a love for the open road.
As I was walking by where all the recruiters' offices are, they were in a row downtown. I saw the Marine recruiter there, the dress blues in the window. I thought, hey, aren't they supposed to be like the toughest and do the coolest stuff? And I want to do cool stuff. So 2 weeks later, I was in Paris Island on an infantry contract.
What was your role then? Were you a team leader, or were you a point man or a gunner?
Primarily, I was point man. It's an interesting job, probably the most casualty inflicted position in an infantry unit. But, man, you get the adrenaline and, you're first on everything. So you've got definitely have stories to remember.
Yeah, you said you want to do cool stuff, and point man's about the cool stuff you can do.
Right.
What got you started into writing? I know for me it was I got back from the military. I mean, I was airborne and scout, so I was used to doing pretty adrenaline-filled stuff and pushing that danger button. And when I came back, I had no experience on two wheels, and I was just like, you know what? Screw it. This has always been something I want. I got some deployment money. I'll go out and buy a bike, and if I crash it, I crash it. At least it's my bike. And then it just kind of grew into an obsession from there. So what do you think it is about motorcycles and veterans that just go hand in hand?
The adrenaline of it. There's something to be said about you're on these two wheels, not too high off the pavement, and kind of ripping down the road a little faster than you should be sometimes. So it's kind of dangerous and kind of keeps your head on a swivel. You're just enjoying the sights, and you've been feeling the wind for hours, and you just start smiling, and it's a feeling of, as cliche as it sounds, because you hear everybody say it's just freedom out there, but it really is. You feel great, and I can't help but feel like a tingle inside my chest, and a lot of military folk are used to that adrenaline, depending on what your job was. You might have been adrenaline all day, every day, and now you're looking to fill that void. You're looking to find that excitement. Does bring back lots of memories, and it just feels like it goes hand in hand.
I would definitely agree. I mean, and just to take it maybe a step further, just like when I got on the bike, I just feel focused again. Like whenever I was out on mission or whenever I was doing cool adrenaline, dangerous stuff, just that focus just always seemed to come up, and the bike is like the fastest way I can just get that mindset back. And another thing I like I spend a lot of time out in the field. So like me personally, like I really enjoy just being a minimalist and only having the things that I absolutely need on me. And feel when I'm riding and feeling the wind and being out there in the elements, it just reminds me of just being back in the field too, to a degree.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, especially if you do a camping trip out of it. Ride somewhere, camp. You meet some friends that you're going to become real close with because you're going to pack up your bikes and go for a trip here and camp for the night and then go for a trip there. It forms a good bond similar to what you had in the military.
Yeah, I love riding with military groups just because they know how to do that formation. No one really messes up. They keep their intervals. They pass back signals. Yeah, I mean, that's just like one of the quickest things that just takes me back because I'm just like, yes.
No, I could see that. You're in the exact same formation. You're going for a long time. You're just following the guy in front of you. It's very similar to that.
Yeah, like when I'm riding with people, I'm not even looking at the speedometer.
Yeah, me too. Unless I'm point or lead on the ride, then I have to pay attention to the speedometer. But if I'm not doing that, I don't look at it either. I'm just following the person in front of me and enjoying the time.
That was Marine Corps veteran Steve Ratcliffe and Army veteran David Barry. Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. This series is supported by Wright Pat Credit Union.